Our next speaker is Lindsay Boss, a psychology and English major from Telluride, Colorado. Lindsay.
I would like to make a blanket statement about the people in my class, but I can't. Out of 400-some kids, there isn't too much I could say that would represent all of us, minus our attendance of this college. But in that connection that we all share, it is more than apparent that we are worth something. Lewis and Clark is a reputable place among institutions of higher education, and as an institution, they have trusted us to be their students, and in turn, be the faces and product of their worth. Soon, they will bestow upon us a piece of paper that will give each of us a different opportunity of grandeur. Opportunity, I might add, is a loaded word. Opportunities can be four-year commitments, split-second moments, or dreams to pursue. Every moment at Lewis and Clark has been an opportunity for some form of understanding, growth, or confusion. All three of these elements are very connected and needed for human development. In general, we are a diverse and unique collection of students who have not only pursued different fields of study, but have defined our accomplishments and goals in such personalized manner that to tell you that we are all this or we are all that would be an insult to the truth that we have given ourselves. I cannot express how grateful I have been to have the opportunities, space, and resources to develop my own person within the last 4 years. I've watched others do the same, and although I can't tell you in this very moment who I am or who I'm going to be or who any of you are, I can tell you that we are not the same people. I am not the same girl that walked into B44 in Copeland 4 years ago. I have been humbled and rewarded in ways that have grounded me while simultaneously spawning my eagerness to fly. All of this has come from the understanding, growth, and confusion that I, and that all of us, have experienced at Lewis and Clark. Understanding, like opportunity, is a loaded word. It has many meanings, more than I would have expected. Of course, understanding is a complicated thing to do, as a verb, or a thing to achieve, as a noun. One of the greatest things I've learned at this college is the process of approaching something, no matter how simple, and then breaking it down to find all the possible meanings. If we do this to the word understanding, both as a noun and a verb, we find that the 13-letter word has an abundance of meaning hidden beneath. True to any close reading exercise that I've ever done for any of my English professors, I started my deconstruction of the word understanding with the Oxford English Dictionary. For my purpose today, I have sifted out three definitions to explain my meaning. The first, understanding, the faculty of comprehending and reasoning, the intellect. I can't help but draw the connection between the faculty of comprehending and reasoning and the faculty, staff, and administration of Lewis and Clark, the intellect, if you will. The foundation of our existence on this campus started with the very people I am referring to. They analyzed our well-prepared application essays, they found funding for our education, they placed us with our first roommates, they employed us, they invited us to help with research, they asked us to think harder, they influenced our academic pursuits, and corrected our mistakes. They opened their office doors to us. They housed and fed us. And they believed in us. We owe an unimaginable amount of gratitude to the people at this institution that have gotten us here academically, physically, and emotionally. Although you, faculty, staff, administration, have heard these speeches many times, please know the gratitude we owe you. Thank you for providing this opportunity for us to succeed and following us through the journey. The second definition of understanding is the intellectual faculty as manifested in a particular person or set of persons, as in, the black-cloaked mob sitting in front of you understands the effort, commitment, fear, and pride of completing a college education, or as in, the throng of supporters behind the soon-to-be graduates understand the respect, love, and pride of knowing a soon-to-be college graduate. Collective understanding, as we have learned from any class discussion, is almost impossible to achieve. But over the course of this particular graduation, we will all come to the collective understanding and agreement that we are college graduates. And we will celebrate this achievement with the people that have pushed us to be here, pushed us to succeed, and are now waiting in the wings to congratulate us. Likewise, we have found ourselves in moments of collective understanding on athletic teams, in research groups, in musical bands, as troops of actors, or even just as groups of friends being philosophical on a Friday night. For years to come, you will be able to fall back on the comfort of this mutual understanding. Even if you're far away and completely different than you are right now, you will always know deep down that the saying, let's bone, really means let's eat dinner. The unique community that Lewis and Clark has provided us with has allowed us to get closer with our peers and community in a way that larger institutions don't get to experience. It's opened doors and started conversations that would have never happened if you were anywhere else. It would never have happened at a place where your professor doesn't know your name. Here, your professor knows your name and will call you by it when you're both getting coffee at the Dovecote. They might even hug you if it's been a while. The third and final chosen meaning of definition of understanding is signification, meaning, sense. We've established why we're here today, to celebrate our graduation. We all understand that. But what do we understand about this understanding? Does graduating mean a guaranteed job tomorrow? Does it mean we're all gonna save the world with revolutionary economic policies? Does it mean that we've met our lifetime lovers and friends? Does it mean that we're the smartest people in Portland? All of these suggestions are possibilities, but I don't think they're the culminating understanding of this day or of our education. Our education is simply the product of a really good decision we made that we followed through with. The significance of this is a degree, which will mean various things for various people. But in representation, it is a document that certifies growth. Days on end without sleep, reading and rereading, collecting specimen, practicing for hours, essentially every moment you spent on campus, whether you were being academically productive or not, you were growing. On sunny days when you were lying between Bodine and Howard, you were growing healthier after months of vitamin D deficiency. When you were sitting in meetings determining budgets and events, you were growing life skills. When you were leading hikes for College Outdoors, you were growing your love of nature and planting the seeds of love in others. We have learned that we are natural growers, and we now have the resources and self-awareness to continue growing in all the ways we could possibly want to. Finally, to confusion. We are all very confused, and if we aren't confused, then we were not paying attention. The end result of our education should be a very prominent feeling of confusion. A natural, healthy amount of confusion, however, towing the line with growth, really. We should be confused to the point of wanting to satisfy that confusion. Avoid the apathy and potential jadedness that comes with that confusion and settle into a position of confusion-inspired motivation. Healthcare, the job market, love, religion, sexuality, the import of coffee, the anatomy of the brain, all of this is confusing. That looming sense of confusion almost makes you feel like you really shouldn't be graduating. I mean, I can't string a guitar, and I can't tell you all the presidents in order, but I have a bachelor's degree. We're going to be confused forever. Some of the things we know right now as facts will change in the years to come, but it's cool. We've got this. We know about learning, and we know about knowing. And we know about knowing and learning and how to combine them to conquer confusion. And that's as much as we can ask for. It is important today and then in the days to come to take the time and effort needed to distribute gratitude where gratitude is due. A lot of people have paved the way and held our hands in order for us to get here. Alumni, parents, faculty, staff, administrators, friends, community members, all of you have had an incredible part in the success we celebrate today. And for that, I thank all of you. However, don't let me blanket gratitude for everyone. That is a personal responsibility that you all should attend to yourselves. Right now, in this particular moment, we need to thank ourselves. We need to be proud. While there were many contributors to our success, the person driving this whole shebang was you. It was us. The people who helped did it because they honestly believed in you. Because you were worth the effort it took to help you. You were worth the money it took to be here. You were worth your friend's time. You were worth the hours of grading, the new lab equipment, all of it. You were worth all of it. As I said, you all made a very good decision, and then you followed through with it. That's impressive. That's unique. That's why today we are all dressed in really outdated scholarly attire to represent that we have succeeded as scholars. The beginning, middle, and end of this whole experience was possible because we gave it weight. We gave it time. We gave it love. Undeniably, there were resources here for us, but without us, it just wouldn't have happened. We know now that we are capable of commitment and perseverance and success. These are incredible traits to possess, and we all do, every single one of us. We deserve to take a moment and thank ourselves for giving ourselves this opportunity of understanding growth and confusion. No matter how you did college, no matter how many classes you skipped, nights you stayed up too late, papers you didn't excel on, you still succeeded. You're here. You're graduating college. It's weird. It's great. It's a little anticlimactic and just a little boring, right? Yeah, it's all of these things and more. So to the graduates, the audience, and the respected community of Lewis and Clark, I'm not going to keep trying to tell you these universal truths about graduation. But we're here. We're doing it right now. And it's as unique, rewarding, and awesome as Lewis and Clark was for our time here. Thank you.